He is finally in the studio. Good afternoon. Pata Rankit is in the studio. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good.
I thought we were going to fight. I was like, where are you? Where are you? Where are you? But you're finally here. Well done. Well done. Well done. And you said that you had to take a bike. Is that true?
Yeah, I just had to. That was the last option because my helicopter couldn't start. Sorry.
if you saw Pata Rankit on a bike, please, and you took a picture, send in your pictures. We want to see. He's a guy wearing a wine suit with a pink shirt. So if you saw somebody that looked like him, send in a picture. Send in a picture. So you are here to talk about your debut album.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you now. Right. So you're here to talk to us about your debut album, God Over Everything.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to talk about the title first, God Over Everything. Why that title?
You know, I took a reflection about life, and I got to understand that most people just want to live a life, you know, and the life they want to live is all about now, you know, and most of them forget that above everything is God. You know, a lot of people want to be known for driving the fanciest cars, rolling around with girls. You know, some want to be known for wearing the best watches. You know,
are you subbing somebody?
Come again, please.
I said, are you subbing somebody?
No, not at all.
Okay,
it's generic.
Okay,
you know, but I just had to use this medium to tell people that above everything is still God over everything, no matter what you have. Just always remember that it is still God over everything you have.
Do you think this title also has a lot to do with your journey? Because let's go back 4 or 5 years. What were you doing?
4 or 5 years, I was on the street. When I mean on the street, I was, you know, hawking around the street of Lagos, you know, trying to make a living.
I heard that you were selling rat poison.
Yeah, not too far from here.
Really?
Yeah. The traffic before Glover Street.
So yeah. There's a good chance we all probably saw you.
No, I don't think you saw me, Tools.
No, but you probably saw you in traffic.
Yeah.
We never knew that you were going to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get to be this big and, of course, be on this level. So, well done. So, back then, 4 or 5 years ago, obviously, you loved music.
Yeah.
What were you dreaming of? What were your dreams?
4 or 5 years ago, I knew it was music, but about 10 years ago, I was caught in the middle. I was in a state of dilemma where I had to choose between football and music because I was doing the both of them perfectly, you know, but I just had to pray. You know, I'm a religious person, and another reason why I chose that title, God Over Everything, is has something to do with my own life too, because coming from the ghetto to where I am today, to where I'm headed, I give everything to God. You know.
So did you ever imagine that it could? What's that? Song? Did you ever think that?
Mekam.
No. It wasn't R. Kelly on that song. Oh, I'm trying to remember it now. Back in the day. Anyways, so did you ever think that it could actually
let me be truthful. I prayed. I've always wanted it to be bigger than this. It's gonna be bigger than this. You know, faith has been something that has always been there. You know, I've always been faithful to myself and God that, yo, I know one day I'll be known, I'll be a household name, and we're still in the process. We're not there yet.
Give me that moment that when you realize that, oh my goodness, I am very, very successful. I've made it. What happened?
I think that moment should be in a few years' time.
No, but you've gone through lots of different stages, but, cause when I speak to people, sometimes certain artists have that point where they're just like, this is actually happening. This is amazing. So that moment where you realize that you're not a newbie, you're not like a, somebody that's still like, I don't know, bubbling under, you are actually like a very successful artist.
I would say so many highlights of my short career. I've had so many of those times that I just look at myself and I say, wow, is this really me? Okay, I remember the first time I performed in front of about 40 to 50,000 people in Tanzania singing Girl You. I was like, oh my goodness. You know, another highlight should be winning Next Rated. You know, those are the things I prayed for. Another highlight should be Mama's. You know, and just recently, you know, a coach on The Voice, you know.
Well done. Well done. I was borderline obsessed with The Voice. I was, I watched it all the time. And I'm trying to remember the eight people that you started with. So, you know, when you started the live shows.
Yeah.
So the eight people, you must remember them.
Yeah.
Or you can't remember.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you're eight.
I know you were Tim Patoranken for sure. I know.
You know
that.
What? I have to be honest. I was a bit of a prostitute. I was team every. I would tell YJ, and then I said to Tim Dakola, oh my goodness. So because it was honestly, it was very, very difficult to choose. It was very difficult to choose.
Very,
so
very.
1 week somebody would deliver a fantastic, fantastic performance and you'd just be like, this person's amazing, and you'd want them to win. The next week somebody else would do something amazing. So it was quite confusing. So that was why I was a bit of a prostitute.
You know, one of the worst feeling of it was, you know, we got so intimate with these people, like we were emotionally attached, and somebody just has to go home, and that's so touching. And
did you cry
so many times?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I saw YJ cry.
Everybody cried.
When did you cry?
I cried from the battles between Shima and Nonso. I cried because that was one of the toughest one.
Yeah,
that was one of the best battle in the competition though. I cried.
I didn't see you cry, actually.
I did. My eyes were filled. Even Two Baba self cry.
I didn't see. I saw Timmy cry. I saw YJ cry. I didn't see you and Two Baba cry.
We literally cried. Our eyes were soaked.
So what was that experience like? It just finished a few days ago. Congratulations once again to
thank you very much.
RSA. Who did you think was going to win?
I thought I was going to win my team. I thought Chike was going to win.
A lot of people thought Chike was going to win. I actually wasn't really sure. Best of luck to everyone. Everyone did a fantastic, fantastic job. Right, let's talk about this album, God Over Everything, your debut album. You've been around for a little while. So why the wait? Why did it take you a while to drop your first album?
I just felt I needed to be acquainted to the people. Like I needed to be known. You know, people get confused sometimes. You're blown in Lagos doesn't mean you're known in the south or in the north.
That's very true. Very,
you know?
Very true.
And those were the things I had to put into place, you know, making sure that, okay, Pato, you're not just a household name in Lagos. People know you in Kano, in Katsina. You know, those are the things that held the album back for a while, and thank God it's here.
Yes, yes, it is here. Let me have a look. Let's see. We have quite a few features. So we've got Wizkid, we've got Fino Fido, Sarkodie. That is my song of the week, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. we've got Olamide as well. And we have, let me see, Elephant Man and Conscience on the Daniela Wine remix.
Yeah.
We also have My Woman, My Everything, featuring Wande Cole, Tiwa Savage, and Timaya. Let's have a quick chat about how you put together the album. How do you pick the people that you wanted to work with? Did you have a set list of people that you actually knew that you had to have them on your album?
Okay. I don't want to be dodgy, but this was the whole trick. I said to myself that I needed an album that won't just be played here in Lagos and Nigeria. So we had to put some factors together. I brought in Fino from the East. I'm an Igbo as well. So
Which state are you from?
Ebonyi State.
Okay.
Ebonyi State.
How do we greet your people? I don't know. How do you?
The same way we say Kedu.
Kedu.
Okay. Odima. Kedu Kodi.
Kedu Kodi.
Odima.
All right. I'm learning. Continue.
So I had to bring Fino from the East to represent the East, and from the West, I thought of Kwamwan that's for the elite, that's for the top people, the old people. So we thought of Kwamwan and Olamide as well for the East and the streets generally.
Mm-hmm.
And Sakodye for my Ghana people and Ghanaians in diaspora and generally Africans in diaspora, because I know how they love Ghana music and the Afrobeat.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And Wizkid for the world at large. Elephant Man and Conscience. My woman is really doing well in Jamaica. So I just thought of, oh, why don't I just bring somebody from the yard? So I brought in two people, Elephant Man and Conscience.
Okay. All right. Good, good, good. We're going to be talking about the producers that you worked with in a second. But let me play a track from the album. This is Money featuring Fino. And this was produced by Wizzy Pro.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So every time I get new music, especially when we are doing a bit of an album listening, I always want to know your thoughts. So I'm about to play Money, Pat Rankin featuring Fino. Let us know your thoughts. And please rate this song out of 10.
Now then they find me for America. On my land 9 kilometers. They want to know my speedometer. From nobody, yeah.
Nobody
to somebody, yeah.
Nobody.
Go tell mommy, yeah. Go tell daddy, yeah. Say the boy don't be mad. Nobody will be stop God plans. So because I want missing money, they find me, yeah. They gonna chop, they gonna chop. Money they find me, yeah. They gonna chop, they gonna chop. Money they find me. They gonna chop, they gonna chop. Money they find me. They gonna chop, they gonna chop. Money they call me. They gonna pop, they gonna pop. Money they call me. They gonna pop, they gonna pop. Money they call me. They gonna pop, they gonna pop. Money they call me. They call me for food. Nothing lost. Gems told you are the number one boss. Say now me the ghetto people lend us. Oluwa bless me, put money in me purse. Anywhere we go, they want to know us. The money full bank and the full purse. Even our God, they call me Esmos. Be suffer good, I'm on nothing with us. Money they find me, yeah. They gonna jump, they gonna jump. Money they find me, yeah. They gonna jump, they gonna jump. Money they find me, yeah. They gonna jump, they gonna jump. Money they find me, yeah. They gonna jump, they gonna jump. Money they call me.
Now see the way we dey move higher. What I kill it then now, boom bada. Back in the days they say I too waka. One nigga wanna hunt him, I can eat kafa. See I hustle on the low, now I don't hammer. Therefore no one boy he was a shot collar. Oh, when I stop him walking before I know they see mula. Now I'm a son, 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 I'm a